Welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass groove lesson in Ableton Live, and we're focusing on two tiny moves that make a massive difference, phrase end drags and pickups. Here's the big idea. A drag is where the groove leans back right before a new phrase, like it's exhaling. A pickup is where something reaches forward and grabs the listener by the collar, pulling them into the next section. When you get these right, your drums stop feeling like a two-bar loop and start feeling like an arrangement with momentum. We're going to build a 32-bar rolling DNB drum arrangement, around 174 BPM. We'll keep a clean two-step backbone, and then we'll add deliberate drag moments at the ends of bars 8, 16, 24, and 32, with pickups that lead into each new 8-bar phrase. Before we bend anything, let's set the session up so these edits stay surgical. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'm going to assume 174. Then go into Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch, and turn off Auto Warp Long Samples. That one setting saves you so much confusion later, especially if you're auditioning longer break recordings. Now create a few tracks. A drum rock for kick and snare. A second drum rack for tops. Optionally, an audino track for a break, if you're layering jungle flavor. Then make two return tracks. Return A for a short reverb. Return B for a drum delay. On return A, load Ableton Reverb. Keep it tight. Decay roughly 0.35 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut somewhere like 7 to 10k. Low cut around 250 to 400. And because it's a return, set dry slash wet to 100%. On return B, load Ableton delay. Put it in time mode. A classic DNB spread is left at a 16th, right at an 8th, or both as 16th if you want it tighter. Feedback in the 10 to 18% zone. Filter it so it's not dumping low end into your mix. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Dry slash wet 100% again, because it's a return. Cool. Now we build the reference loop. This is important. You want a neutral, rock-solid groove before you start messing with phrasing. If the bass is sloppy, your drags and pickups won't sound intentional. They'll just sound like timing problems. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip for the kick and snare. Classic two-step, snares on 1.2 and 2.2. For kicks, you can do 1.1 and 2.1 as your foundation, and then add rolling variations like a kick on 1.3 and 2.3 if your pattern wants that forward drive. Then build your tops, closed hats on eighth notes, or sixteenths if you shape velocity. If you want a liquid roll, add a shaker or ride layer, but keep it controlled. For stock processing, on your kick and snare rack, a saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 5 dB, then drum bus with a bit of drive. Boom is optional, and if you use it, keep it subtle and tuned. On your tops, high pass with auto filter somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, then maybe a gentle saturator drive like 1 to 3 dB. Now duplicate that 2-bar loop out to 8 bars, because we're going to work at the phrase level. In DNB, a lot of arrangements breathe in 8-bar blocks. Bars 1 through 6 establish. Bar 7 starts hinting. Bar 8 is the setup. Bar 9 is the arrival. So here's our target zone. Bar 8 is where we put drags, and also where we place the pickup that points into bar 9. Let's build the phrase and drag first, using MIDI. Go to your tops clip at bar 8. In the last half bar, meaning beats 3 and 4 of bar 8, add a little hat run. Put in 16th notes across 8.3 to 8.4. Nothing crazy yet, just density. Now the key move. Drag them late, but only a little. Turn the grid off. Select those new 16th notes and nudge them later by about 6 to 15 milliseconds. Start at plus 10 milliseconds. You're not trying to create a flam festival. You're creating a feeling that the groove is relaxing for a split second, and do not skip velocity shaping. Timing without velocity often reads like a mistake. Shape those dragged hats as a ramp down. For example, start around 90 velocity, then 70, then 55, then 40 as you approach the phrase end. That slope makes the ear interpret the moment as a deliberate slump into the end of the line. Optional, but very effective. Add a ghost snare drag, but keep it quiet. Put two ghost notes right at the end of bar 8, in that last little 16th zone before bar 9. Set the velocities low, like 12 to 35, and nudge those late too, maybe plus 8 to 12 milliseconds. Again, ghosts, not the main snare. If you drag the main snare on the 2 and 4 equivalent, you'll ruin the spine of the groove. Now listen, the immediate result should be subtle, but you should feel bar 9 hit harder, even if bar 9 is literally the same pattern. That's the magic. You're creating contrast without changing the rules of the beat. Next, the pickup. This is the forward pull into the next phrase. On bar 8, place a snare pickup at the last 16th right before bar 9, in other words, the final tiny step before the downbeat. Then keep your actual downbeat where it belongs, on grid. Now nudge the pickup early by about minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Start at minus 7. Early pickups are like leaning into a turn on a bike. Too much and you crash, just enough and it feels fast. And here's the sound design trick. The pickup should bloom, but not clutter. Turn up its send to short verb a bit more than your usual snare. Add a touch of the drum delay return. What you're doing is making a little whoosh into impact without a big cheesy riser. If it starts sounding like the pickup is the headline, it's too loud or too wet. A pickup is a hint. The downbeat is the statement. Now, teacher note. Think in energy curves, not just timing offsets. The best drags and pickups aren't only about micro-timing. They're where timing, velocity, brightness, ambience, and density all agree on the same story. If the end of bar 8 gets slightly quieter, slightly darker, slightly more distant, and slightly later, your brain reads it as phrasing. If only one parameter changes, it can read like an edit. Let's add a few Ableton native ways to keep this controlled. 1. If you want micro-timing that's measurable and repeatable, use the note delay value inside the MIDI editor instead of free nudging. You can keep the grid on and set a consistent delay for those phrase end hats. That's especially useful if you want the bar 8 drag to be identical every time you repeat it across a song. 2. Separate your spine from your gesture. Put your core hat roll on one chain or track and put the phrase gestures, meaning drags, pickups, tiny fills, on another. This is huge for mixing. You can compress or saturate the core without the gestures pumping, and you can EQ and reverb the gestures without smearing your main groove. Now let's talk about breaks, because a lot of DNB lives and dies on break phrasing. If you've got an amen-style break on an audio track, set warp mode carefully. Avoid Complex Pro for this kind of transient heavy material unless you really need it, because it can smear the punch. Use Beats mode, preserve transients, and turn transient loop off. Then slice the last half bar of bar 8. Select from 8.3 to 9.1 and split it. For a drag, stretch that last slice longer by about 1 to 2%. Tiny. If you go heavy, it'll sound like a broken warp job. As short fade so it doesn't click into bar 9. For a pickup, grab a tiny snare or tail bit from the break, duplicate it, and place it right before bar 9. Gain it down with utility if it's too hot, and once you like your edits, consolidate so your arrangement stays readable. Now let's bring in the groove pool, because swing can add movement, but you don't want it randomly fighting your phrase edits. Drop in a subtle swing groove, like a swing 16 variation. Apply it to tops only. Set timing around 10 to 25, velocity maybe 0 to 10, random 0 to 5. Keep it disciplined, and a key advanced move. Don't commit groove until you're sure. If you commit too early, your manual drags might become unpredictable. When it's feeling right, then commit so your microtiming becomes fixed and repeatable. Now we're going to make the arrangement feel intentional, not like the same trick every 8 bars. Here's a clean 8-bar phrasing plan. Bars 1 to 6, steady roll. Bar 7, introduce a hint, like a quiet ghost, a tiny reverse cymbal, or a subtle send increase. Bar 8, your signature combo, drag plus pickup. Bar 9, introduce one new layer, like an open hat that only appears on phrase starts, or a crash that's high-passed so it doesn't cloud the low end. A great move is subtractive phrasing. Remove one top element in bar 8. Drop the ride or shaker for a bar, and suddenly your drag and pickup read way stronger, because there's contrast. You're not adding more stuff, you're creating space for the gesture to matter. Let's add some darker, heavier DNB options that still stay clean. During bar 8, automate an auto filter on your tops to low pass slightly, something like 18k down to 10 or 12k. That tiny loss of brightness makes the end feel heavier. Then snap it open at bar 9. You can also automate utility width. Pull the width down a bit during bar 8, like from 100% to 70 or 80, and then bring it back wide at bar 9. That makes the arrival feel bigger without changing volume. If you want a really slick pre-drop vacuum, create a noise layer and use a gate so it chokes right before bar 9. The ear hears a brief absence, and that absence creates anticipation. Just remember, high pass your reverb and delay returns aggressively if they're fighting the bass drop. Sometimes 500 to 900 HC high pass on the returns is the difference between clean and chaotic. Now, advanced variations if you want to level up beyond the basic drag and pickup. Try the double fake phrase end. First, a tiny late drag on very quiet hats or ghosts. Then one single on-grid tick on the last eighth note, like a rim or closed hat. Then your pickup right before bar 9. That on-grid tick resets the listener's internal clock. The pickup feels deliberate, and bar 9 feels cleaner and heavier. Another option is a triplet inflected pickup without changing the whole groove. Keep your main loop straight, but in the last beat of bar 8, add a small triplet flourish at low velocity. It adds jungle DNA without turning the entire beat into shuffle. And here's a psychoacoustic trick. You can create a drag illusion without changing timing at all. Keep notes on grid, but soften transients and let a bit more room come up at the phrase end. Softer transients often feel later to the ear, especially on hats. This is great when you want the effect but you're worried about the groove fighting the bass line. Speaking of bass line, do this check. A slash B your phrasing with the metronome on and off. With the metronome on, your downbeat at bar 9 should still feel inevitable. If it feels late, it might not be your timing. It might be that your pickup is too loud or too long, so it's masking the arrival. Let's wrap this into a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar rolling drum loop, kick, snare, hats. Add one drag at bar 8 with a 16th hat run, nudged about plus 10 milliseconds late, with a velocity ramp down. Add one pickup into bar 9, a snare hit right before the downbeat, nudged about minus 7 milliseconds early, with sends to short verb and drum delay. Then duplicate out to 32 bars. At bars 16, 24, and 32, change the pickup each time. Swap snare for rim, tom, or a reverse cymbal. Keep the constraint tight. Don't add a full fill, just a phrase gesture. Then export just the drums, and listen away from the screen. Loop bars 7 through 10. Ask yourself, does bar 9 arrive harder? If not, reduce your timing offsets, rebalance velocities, and remove something in bar 8 to create more contrast. The goal is not more notes. The goal is narrative. Recap. Phrase end drags are late microtiming plus density plus velocity shaping, usually on hats and ghosts. Pickups are early anticipation hits with tasteful space from reverb and delay. Use groove pool for subtle motion, but keep phrase gestures intentional. This audio version is shortened for playback.